Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
All right. Thanks to Nick, I want a cherry Coke now. Can we say that? I don't know.
We'll keep that story to ourselves.
Heartbreak for Big Red last night as Teddy Dieters blasts a grand slam in the top of the ninth inning to rally Creighton to a 6-4 win over Nebraska last night in Crimetown. The win pushes Creighton to 27-7. Nebraska falls to 23-11. Creighton and Omaha softball is postponed. They're thinking there might have been some more weather yesterday evening. It was close. It got dicey for a bit. The game was originally scheduled for 5 o'clock yesterday, but has been moved due to the threat of the weather. The Jays will now host the Mavericks next week on Tuesday. Omaha baseball's game with Big 12 baseball powerhouse Kansas. Blue blood, apparently. That's what I was told. Anyway, it's postponed because of weather, so Omaha dodged a bullet.
Hey, what time was that game supposed to be played last night, the Kansas-Omaha game?
Was it 5 or 6?
Six.
Six. Yes. Because I was going to go.
I feel like the wind would have sucked, but.
So my understanding was because Kansas was traveling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't want to make the 3-hour trip up here and then turn around and go back. So they had kind of a deadline.
Yeah. Okay.
They were leaving Lawrence, I think, at noon or 1 o'clock.
When I was heading to Lincoln, I thought I'm going to get a call any moment that this thing is being either pushed or being canceled because
there was more rain.
It was pouring. When I left at like 3. Oh, it was pouring all the way to, like, Ashland. So
I'm on Twitter, Fremont Fred saw a funnel yesterday.
I saw that, yeah.
All fun stuff.
We survived.
It was sunny here. Anyway, let's see. Talk about Gavin Griffin. Yes, committed to Nebraska ball. What a name. It's going to be a favorite of the fans. 6'8". Mm-hmm. We'll see. Anyway.
Specs.
Yeah, even better. Oh, man, it's Kurt Rambis all over again. Anyway. The chance of light the beam started midway through the fourth quarter. They could have started in the first quarter. As the Kings kept piling on the Golden State Warriors, well, the beam was indeed lit as the Kings exact revenge from last year by ending the Warriors with a 118-94 demolition last night in Sacramento. Gary's beam team next travels to New Orleans for a win-or-go-home clash with the Pelicans for the eighth seed on Friday night. That's after the Pelicans lose at home to the Lakers, who claim the seventh seed in the Western Conference with a 110-106 win that sets up a first-round matchup with the defending champions of pro basketball, your Denver Nuggets. LA wins 12 out of its last 15 games to make it happen. It might be going in hot, sealing its fate in a rematch against last year's Western Conference Finals opponent that swept the Lakers right out of the playoffs, and Denver has won 8 straight overall against the LA LeBrons. Zion at 40 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, but he leaves in the fourth quarter with a left leg injury. He played 71 games this season. Just when you want to celebrate him. We'll see what happens Friday, though. He didn't look too happy. And tonight in the East, the Heat and Sixers face off in the 7-8 game. Go Heat! And the Hawks and Bulls meet in the 9-10 game. Almost time for the Stanley Cup playoffs. Last night, the Capitals nab the second Eastern wildcard spot with a win over the Flyers, thanks to the win and the Bruins loss to the Panthers. Because of the Bruins' loss, the Panthers are Atlantic Division champions. Hey, they build off their run last year, which sets up the ideal first-round matchups for fans of most hated rivals. Panthers, Lightnings, Bruins, Maple Leafs. Ah, hate. The Vancouver Canucks lock up the number one seed in the Pacific Division and are now confirmed to take on the Predators of Nashville. In round one, the entire East is set. It's just a shuffle between the Vegas Golden Knights and LA Kings for the Pacific Division's number three seed versus the second West wildcard. I don't get it, but I'll watch it. Whoever gets the number three spot will take on the Oilers, not the Houston ones, the Edmonton, in round one. Whoever gets the wild card will square off against the Dallas Stars. Both clubs idle tonight, Vegas pulling 1 point ahead yesterday, and close things out on Thursday, the Knights against the Ducks and the Kings against the Chicago Blackhawks.
Did you guys see the the East, the final playoff spot in the East has been wild?
Yeah.
With Detroit, Philadelphia, Washington, Pittsburgh all in the battle for it. How Washington got in last night.
Yeah.
When Detroit, which it's now 8 straight seasons that we haven't had any octopi on the ice in Detroit.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So they don't get into the playoffs. They scored with 3.3 seconds to go in Montreal, thinking, we got this. And then Philadelphia pulled their goalie with 3 minutes to go and gave up the game-winning goal to Washington. So the Caps are in. And as it seems like every year, the Rangers and the Capitals play in the playoffs. But how about the Bruins? So the Bruins messed around.
Shout out, Steve.
Bruins have to play the Maple Leafs.
Ooh. lot of storylines.
Yeah, we
there.
Get Florida, Tampa Bay. So there's going to be some teams that could be playing well into May that are going to be done here before the end of April.
Wow. The goal, so when Detroit got it into overtime, then they eventually win. And when Philly pulled their goalie, wasn't that all within a minute and a half of each other?
It was
they
like
discussed
in real time.
It. Yeah, but Tortorella didn't realize that until after they pulled the goalie that they'd already been eliminated.
Which, here, let me put in a little plug. If you're not on YouTube TV, and I have no financial stake in YouTube TV, other than, I don't know, I like to watch stuff on YouTube. I go down rabbit holes.
Oh, yeah.
But
cat videos are great.
I don't know. Cat video?
Proud to say, I believe anybody in this room is a cat guy.
I don't have a cat.
Tuesday. That's TikTok. I hate the ads. So, you know, always gives the pop-up, hey, would you like to be ad-free? But YouTube TV, which could be better. They've got a couple of channels I'd like them to add. But now that we get into the NBA playoffs and the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs.
Quad screen!
Yes, the multi-view.
Yep.
So I was checking that out last night. That is fantastic. Man, YouTube TV is a banger. This is not an ad, but just a suggestion as we're getting into the heart of playoff season in both of those sports, and you don't want to miss a moment.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. YouTube TV gives you the multi-view.
And I love how they have evolved over the last year or so, where they give you so many options of how you want to view. You can watch these two games. You can watch these four games. We've got different combinations we can throw your way to. That was great during the NCAA tournament. Oh, it's fantastic. Love it.
The only thing I don't like about YouTube TV, because in the office I got YouTube TV, the regular TV in the big room, I got Cox, is the lag time in YouTube is starting to drift. So Cox is still lagging, and I only know this because I have updates on my phone, score updates.
Yeah.
So I'll see if somebody hit a home run or something happened, and then like a pitch later on Cox, it will happen. On YouTube, I'm noticing that they've, and maybe it's my internet connection, my speed. I'm not a Google Fiber, even though Google Fiber is available where I'm at. YouTube lag time is starting to drift.
Yeah, it's something that
I can't do live betting.
No, that's true because I did this exercise a few years ago of basically the update that you'll get on the push notification on your phone of the teams that you favorite, watching the game. It was a basketball game. I think it was a Nebraska game. And it was one that was coming down to just free throws after free throws after free throws. And I got the notification, final, Nebraska 81, Rutgers 75. There was still probably a good 15 seconds left in the game, and the game still went, I think, another minute. It was almost a minute of difference between real time and what I was watching. I was told this, and someone would have to confirm this if you have Hulu Live. I've heard Hulu Live isn't bad.
That's what we have.
As far as lag time.
Yeah, that's what we have, and we had the game last night on the radio for a little bit just because you guys were ahead just a little bit.
And that's going to happen.
Not too much, but it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I
think it really does depend on the internet speed on a given day.
I don't want to switch or anything. I'm just hoping YouTube will.
Why is Cox so far behind?
Yeah, that makes no sense to me. They should be
ahead.
Lickety split. Yeah, that to me makes zero sense.
Yeah, I don't want to hear my neighbor cheering a last-second shot.
Yeah.
And I think we're watching the same game.
Yep.
And then, like, 30 seconds later, it happens on my TV.
Turns out it's Pakistani cricket.
That was the first time I ever realized.
Just knowing him, I'm going to guess that probably not what he's watching.
There was.
You never know with sports betting now.
He's like football. Spring football. I've got him on to being on Team Battlehawks.
Nice. There was a buzzer beater. This was a while back when we cut the cord, when we first went to the online streaming, and it was our neighbor. They were watching a game, and all of a sudden I heard them just go absolutely nuts. And I didn't know them well enough to even know if they were watching the same game I was. And within 25, 30 seconds, it was a buzzer beater. I'm like, oh my God. And then so as I got to know them, they had Cox. And we were, you know, talking about, oh, yeah, did you watch the game? Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm that far behind with this? It's just, you grin and bear it. It's one of those things you just kind of deal with.
But I love the multi-view. Thank you, YouTube. I also love what Matt Rhule has said in spring ball. There's a lot of things that the head coach has said.
By the way, he crushed the Pepsi right out of the gate. Took a huge chug.
Yeah.
I think he's into it.
I think he'll never win it. It's okay.
I think he's into it.
I'm not expecting national championships. You can only win national championships with Coke. You cannot win national championships with Pepsi.
A cola.
At Super Bowls, as the Cowboys proved in the 90s, the same.
You need to stop worrying about, you need to stop worrying about Coke.
Quit talking about Michael Irvin.
You got to go find a running back. I looked who your top three running backs are. It's like me, you, and Dupree.
It's rough.
Sorry, Deuce Vaughn.
Is Marcus Dupree available?
How are those knees holding up?
So Rhule's never going to win a national championship in Nebraska because he's all in on the Pepsi. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been brainwashed. It's too bad because I think when he was in Carolina at Baylor, he was a Coke guy.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure he was. He might even have stock in Coke.
Ooh.
But here, they're like, hey, you got to be a Pepsi guy. So he like grins and bears it. But there are two things that he has said and he reiterated yesterday that I think are the most important things that he has said. Yes, he talked about tampering in the portal. Mm-hmm. I just wish people would start naming names.
Yep,
let's stop dancing around the issue. Let's get names out there. Mm-hmm. Let's get petty. Let's just do this.
I want to know who was on the text. Yeah. Hey, coach, look at this. Who is it? Tell us.
But his two things to me that he said, and he keeps repeating this, is I love that he keeps reminding everybody that Nebraska was 5-7 last mm-hmm. year. I hope he says that even when in the middle of the season, that Nebraska was 5-7. Not we were 5-7, and boy, that was close in the month of November. And, I'm glad that he keeps reiterating, we're a 5-7 football team. Thank you. Because we've not had enough honesty about where Nebraska football is from people that are actually involved in Nebraska football.
Yep.
So keep saying that they're a 5-7 football program. And do not back away from that, and I don't think he will. Love it that he says, we were 5-7. People are saying, hey man, Raiola, we're 5-7 last mm-hmm. year. Thank you. Keep saying that. The other thing that he keeps saying, and he's not the first guy that has said this and repeats it and repeats it, and we can't even talk this into existence, is that we turned the ball over 31 times last year. Keep saying that. 31 turnovers. 31 turnovers. Look in the mirror, say that out loud, 31 turnovers, and then the mirror's going to break when you go, 25 of those were by the quarterback position. 25 of the 31 turnovers committed by Nebraska last year were at the quarterback position. I love that he keeps repeating both of those things. Now, the turnover stuff, everybody has repeated that because there is the stark reality that Nebraska has gone 7 straight years without a positive turnover margin.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time Nebraska was in a bowl game?
In 2016.
7 straight years that they have not had a positive turnover margin, not just a plus one.
Yeah.
7 straight years. And since 2014, in the turnover category, the plus minus, Nebraska is minus 116. 116!
It's bad.
I like that he continues to say we're a 5-7 football team. He didn't say football program. He said 5-7 football team. And it's just over and over and over about the turnovers. Because the one thing I've observed about Rhule is he will say things and then you have actions to try and either further those or dispel them. And I know this year in spring, like every other Nebraska team, they're working on causing turnovers and how to get more takeaways.
More than anything, when you hear that consistent message, then I know that that's exactly what's being emphasized. There's obviously a lot of things that are going to be emphasized at this time of the year, but knowing the crux of the issues that have kept you from getting over the hump, have kept you from getting to being a 500 team or better, and the turnovers is a huge part of that. The two are obviously very related. So I don't think it was any wonder that those were both brought up yesterday. And I know the 5-7 part of the conversation was based on the amount of practices, how physical do you want to be during those practices. And he scoffed at it. And I understand we've become a little bit more desensitized when it comes to what a coach says about how a team is practicing. I get that. But I think also Matt Rhule knows that. That's why he doesn't give fluff. That's why when, you know, being asked about a freshman, he doesn't want to talk about that. Or being asked about the scrimmage, he said, you know, actually, you guys want to talk about the scrimmage. Let's talk about yesterday. It's not my job to be, be happy about all the things. The way that he presents it, it just gives you a glimpse of how he's addressing that with the team. And I think there's always that question of, are you drilling it into them too much that all of a sudden it becomes a thing that doesn't need to be a thing, or you just trust the guys to go out and do it? Well, you got to improve that. It's far beyond the time that Nebraska has to put themselves in a positive turnover rate. It's far beyond the time that Nebraska has to get to a bowl game. The way that they're addressing that, I like what he had to say about how he's watching, you know, the give and take of between how the defense is trying to create more turnovers while the offense is trying to take care of the ball. There was a lot of good, what Matt Rhule had to say yesterday, I think there's just a lot of good stuff with that. But I'm with you, the emphasis, more than anything, of the 5-7. I love that response when it came to, you know, okay, so you held some guys out of the scrimmage. How do you handle the whole physical nature of practices? And he immediately reminded people, this is who we are, and we are until we're not.
Hey, no, 5-7. Hey, we were close.
Mm-hmm. And no mention of that.
5-7, and you know what? I got to be better at helping us win close games. Now, he didn't say that yesterday, but continue to say 5-7. Just keep saying it, saying it. Texter R writes in, did you know that every 7 years, a human has a new set of skin cells? Same goes with football turnovers. Learn something new every day.
I didn't know that about the skin cells. Is that related to the turnover issue too?
What was the
or a bowl game drought?
Yeah, what was the character when you were growing up? He was on the cartoon shows, Mr. Body. He would have he would wear a full body suit and it would show you like your organs and stuff. What was the name of that?
Yes.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, I know. That thing is like,
was it Mr. Goodbody?
I don't know. I'm afraid
to look
it up.
I know the sandwich place called Mr. Goodsense.
It was Slim Goodbody.
I've heard. Oh, yes.
It was damn creepy.
Him and Captain Kangaroo were together.
Yeah, Slim Goodbody. Okay, now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Kind of looked like Richard Simmons.
Yeah.
But probably didn't do the Richard Simmons things.
We used to call somebody that in high school.
Guy's name was John. Let's see if John is still with us. Oh, he was in a Radio Shack ad?
He kind of looked like Screech. Yeah.
Yes.
I remember.
Yeah. So yeah, they would, you know, they'd show the body.
I thought you were talking about a cartoon.
No.
No. Still creepy though.
I don't know why the texter got us off on that.
Did you have Slim Goodbody on the bingo card? Well, there you go.
Hey, I learned a lot. You know what? People might say that Captain Kangaroo was a little... I think I learned a lot from Captain Kangaroo.
I didn't watch Captain Kangaroo.
I did not. Closest was Crocodile Dundee. Loved watching that movie.
Mick Dundee from Australia.
Made the mistake one time. Our relationship was not as solid as it became. I said to Paul Sandiford once, you ever watch Captain Kangaroo?
Didn't go over well.
Wasn't the first time he's been asked that. TL3 writes into the Equitable Bank inbox. I mean, I wasn't wrong. He says that, Baylor, don't you have to be a Dr. Pepper guy?
It's true.
Well, you can...
The museum is there.
Hey, now.
Yeah.
You can... They are in the Coke family.
Yeah.
So you can sneak Coke.
Contraband.
Says Willie Mays Akins.
I'm just thinking of Paul Sandiford.
I just love that we got a Willie Mays Akins.
Do you know
reference. One
of the advantages of doing a game at Baylor, whether you are a home or away broadcaster? Unlimited Dr. Pepper or Diet Dr. Pepper in your booth for baseball or for football.
They have it at basketball, too, when you're doing a game hungover.
The baseball setup is as nice as I've ever experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of food. Snacks, too. Even when you get through the media meal, which is usually, you know, pizza or good sandwiches.
They have Chick-fil-A.
They've got snacks. They've got snacks.
Take a little trip over to the bakery.
The what?
The Magnolia Bakery.
Oh.
Delicious. Our hotel was pretty much catty corner to there.
We always stayed downtown. Downtown Waco. There's some pretty good places to eat.
We stayed next to...
Hotel Indigo.
I can't remember what the hell it's called, but there was a Mexican restaurant, and then right next to it was a...
It's Taco Cabana.
A two-tiered... like pool hall / bar. It was nice.
Yes.
Probably a similar place where I'm sure you guys have stayed, because I feel like that's probably the universal away team hotel.
Well, it when they played at Floyd Casey.
Say football, do y'all stay in Temple?
Yeah, no, Nebraska always stayed in a crappy hotel.
In Waco?
Yeah, because it was the largest that could accommodate a football program and all the meeting rooms and stuff like that. Wait, when they had Floyd Casey, it was so odd. And Nebraska always played strange games there.
Yeah.
When they were in the Big 12, it was off campus. Mm-hmm. It basically was in a neighborhood.
Yeah. Yes. Floyd Casey was such a dump. It was a dump when I was a kid.
It was a no frills stadium.
Yeah, I didn't know the hell we were.
Just
we
had
went.
This gigantic grass parking lot in front of it.
Yeah.
But it was in a neighborhood, mm-hmm.
yeah.
if I remember.
Yeah.
And it seemed like when Nebraska would go, there would be weird games. They had the delay, the rain delay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The lightning delay. They had four guys ran for 100 yards in a game.
Yeah.
But it was off campus. Like, it wasn't anywhere near the campus. And then look at, I mean, they must have a lot of money, Jimmy, in Waco, because they built an on-campus, really nice, 45,000-seat stadium, mm-hmm. right there on the river.
Yep, on the Brazos.
Ideal-sized stadium for Baylor. Mm-hmm. And then they had a serviceable roundhouse for basketball
mm-hmm.
that they said, no, we're going to build a smaller basketball arena. Now, the camera angles are like Gallagher, Iba, oldish.
yeah.
The rumor is Mulkey wanted it to herself, and that kind of started the ball rolling.
Well, it's nice, too, because with the baseball field, you've got McLean Stadium right next to it, so everything is right there. Then you've got basketball just ahead, so everything is it's the way it should be.
She could have had that to herself. She's guarding hell by herself.
Whoa.
Well done.
But they built that a new basketball arena, so they got to the Baptist got some money?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They've been buying players for years. It's legal now.
I don't know what's funnier in this little exchange, the Paul Sandiford, Captain Kangaroo, or the fact that Kim Mulkey is guarding hell.
I fail to see a lie in there.
No, I'm not saying anything is inaccurate.
Yeah.
When something new to that, I didn't know that Baptists had a lot of cash.
Well,
it was Lutherans.
Is it a lot of the, are they getting an influx from that Magnolia money? I know Chip and Joanna are
big.
Chip's an alum.
Yeah, they would travel to Allen every year when Baylor would come.
They're big donors.
Can we also to land the plane on Baylor University?
Yeah.
How, you know, Waco isn't very far from Dallas.
Yeah.
You know, south on 35. It's not a huge city.
Nope. No.
It's not. But some of the oddest things have either coached, been done there, or live there.
Yeah.
So
shout out French Canadians.
Two famous people. Mm-hmm. That's their home.
Yeah, Baylor.
And then
Waco.
You've got the Branch Davidians.
Yeah. Which?
Well, Waco, have yourself a
have a history.
Have yourself a century.
After that, I think I'll just go to Austin.
All right. A little bit later, Brandon Vogel will join us. I'm going to tell you, there's a position group at Nebraska that I think will be one of the top position groups before the end of the year. We'll get into that when we come back. Plus, we'll catch up on some emails in the Equitable Bank inbox and always some calls on the 42 Degree The Source hotline, 402-951-1620. Yeah, lots of money in Waco. I don't think you have to be Baptist.
Have you been downtown, though?
They're making it better.
I think they've
been getting better
downtown.
Yeah, they're making, when they built Foster Pavilion, that's part of the whole revitalization.
Maybe we didn't get to see everything then, because we were down there. Right before COVID was the last trip I've been.
Oh, no, you saw everything.
Okay, well, if that's an improvement, like, Jesus, I would hate to have seen it before that.
I haven't seen it all yet. Well, actually, you have.
Now, we didn't get out to the silos. I think my wife did because she went on the baseball trip because she had to go to Magnolia.
You have one of those cupcakes?
Mm-hmm. No, but we did go to the Magnolia table, the breakfast place. That was really good.
Oh, yeah, we did that.
That was very good.
I only know one Magnolia. It's in Charleston, and there's nothing that compares to that.
Yeah. Restaurant? Okay.
Oh, looking it up now.
Good Southern cooking?
Andy Kendi will also stop by with thoughts on eating food, among other things. It's Mornings with Sharp and Hanley and Jimmy on 1620 The Zone.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen. on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save